From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, California recall candidate Arianna Huffington on why she's thinking of quitting the race 1 week before the vote. But our lead comes out of Sacramento, where Dan Weintraub covers state politics for the Sacramento Bee and for his blog, California Insider. Dan, from the latest polling data and campaigning, where do things stand now in the recall race?
Well, it's really starting to look as if this is a two-man race between Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, even though they are officially not running against each other on this ballot. The first question is up or down on Gray Davis, and then we get to question two on who should replace him. In the voters' minds and in the campaign dynamic, it seems to be if Schwarzenegger can establish himself as a credible alternative, as someone who people can imagine being governor, then Gray Davis is more likely to be recalled and Schwarzenegger to be elected. It's looking less and less like Davis would be recalled and replaced by his second-in-command, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante.
There were two endorsements yesterday. The state Republican Party endorsed Arnold Schwarzenegger. So did a big business group that calls itself a taxpayers association. Are those important?
On a certain level, Schwarzenegger has really been running many campaigns at once, and one of them has been to establish himself as the favorite of the Republican and conservative establishment. He's been trying to fend off the challenge from State Senator Tom McClintock, who normally would be the overwhelming favorite of those groups. But because Schwarzenegger has established himself as the more likely to win, as better able to cross over and get some independent and Democratic votes, those groups are now filing in behind him and sending a message to rank-and-file Republicans that Schwarzenegger is their choice.
You write in this morning's Sacramento Bee that, in fact, all of these candidates have started talking about each other, and they're not talking so much about the central issue, which is this huge state budget deficit, $38 billion, and that, in fact, the real problem that California faces is more or less being ignored.
Yeah, that's really the reason we are here, isn't it? The candidates have certainly touched on this issue, but none of them are really focusing on it. Cruz Bustamante, the lieutenant governor, outlined a budget plan that required about $8 billion in taxes and tried to take credit for being super specific. But on the spending side, he had huge holes in his plan, now probably about $4 billion in potential actions, which simply can't happen, or he has declined to offer any details on. Senator Tom McClintock gets a lot of credit because he probably knows more about the budget than anybody else in California at this point, at least anybody running. But his plan relies on huge supposed cuts in the bureaucracy and in the way the state buys things, which seem to be even greater than the amount of money being spent in some cases. So his plan isn't entirely credible either. And then finally, Schwarzenegger has been the least specific on the budget. He essentially says he's going to audit the books and then 60 days later come up with a plan, but he's going to have to propose a budget before those 60 days are up. So he's certainly going to have to do something more quickly than his audit would allow. So as we head toward Election Day, it seems as if we're really not too far ahead of where we were a year ago at this time. A huge budget problem and nobody really telling us how they intend to fix it.